As I'm sure you heard, yesterday O.J. Simpson died of cancer, and the media really struggled with how to report on this, because he was, in a sense, the first saint of Black Lives Matter, a movement that always chooses a criminal to be their poster child, and then portrays them as being the victim of racism. Now, if you're a millennial or a zoomer, you weren't even born back then, you really have no idea how big of a story this was at the time. You undoubtedly have heard about the legend of O.J. Simpson, some creepy former NFL player who got away with murder, but you really had to be alive back then to understand really what that story was about. And it was about Black people getting revenge on white people and acquitting an obvious killer in order to do that. Of course, his celebrity played a role, but at the core, it was about race. It was about getting revenge for the acquittal of white police officers who beat Rodney King several years earlier. And like all Black Lives Matter saints, no matter their long and obvious criminal history, the media has to portray them in the most positive light possible. So the Associated Press posted this on Twitter to announce the big news. Legendary athlete, actor, and millionaire O.J. Simpson's murder trial lost him the American dream. Aww. The organization that determines and hands out the Heisman Award or the Heisman Trophy for, like, the best college athlete posted this on their social media accounts. The Heisman Trophy Trust mourns the passing of 1968 Heisman Trophy winner O.J. Simpson. The New York Times ran the headline, O.J. Simpson, athlete whose trial riveted the nation, dies at 76, and added, he ran to football fame on the field and made a fortune in movies. But his world was ruined after he was charged with killing his former wife and her friend. Poor guy. But the award for the most awkward announcement of OJ's descent into hell goes to CNN, Clown News Network, for this gem.
And it's also just worth noting how much was impacted by this trial, Jake. So many things happened. We saw policing changing here in the city. And it's also worth noting, because of that unrest, that racial unrest in the 90s,
talking about the L.A. riots after the Rodney King verdict.
That is why so many people who may not have been invested in O.J. Simpson were just happy to see that someone who was rich and famous and Black could get away with what other people did in the system as well, too.
I think what she meant is get away with murder. what other people did in the system, too. Nobody is happy with anybody when they get away with murder. Except, obviously, millions of Black people. Many of them who were watching the live police chase on TV as he was fleeing the police in the infamous white Ford Bronco chase down the California freeway, they were familiar with where he was going on the freeway. And so many of them came out onto the freeway overpass in order to cheer him on when he would pass by their community.
95 million Here. Americans saw it
look at
on TV.
Look at the people on the overpass. I told you, kids, if you weren't around back then, you had no idea just how crazy this was. Look, here they are on the side of the freeway, cheering him on by the hundreds.
When he got to the 405, I was a few hundred yards behind him in a news van, looking at all the spectators at the side of the road and on freeway overpasses.
It is an amazing sight. Along the right-hand shoulder, people have pulled over, many of them carrying signs reading things like, Save the Juice, Go OJ. People are literally cheering him on.
It wasn't supposed to happen this way.
They also made signs to show their support. Someone who was definitely not a fan is the late, great Norm Macdonald, who perhaps is best known for roasting OJ Simpson every week on Saturday Night Live with jokes like this.
In his book, O.J. Simpson says that he would have taken a bullet or stood in front of a train for Nicole. Man, I'm going to tell you, that is some bad luck when the one guy who would have died for you kills you. That's probably... You don't get worse luck than that.
Norm was actually fired from Saturday Night Live because of his O.J. Simpson jokes, because one of the executives at NBC, which owns Saturday Night Live, was very good friends with OJ, and Norm wouldn't stop with the weekly OJ Simpson roasts, and so they literally fired him. Firing a comedian for making jokes about a murderer because it was offending executives at NBC. Somebody asked Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday at the White House Senior Living Center about OJ dying, and this was her response. May I remind you, this is a professional spokeswoman.
Was there any reaction from the president to OJ Simpson's death? Do you know if they ever crossed paths? If so, how, when?
First of all, that is a very strange question to even be asking the spokesman of the president of the United States. Of course, asked by a black woman.
So I'll say this, our thoughts are with his families during this difficult time, obviously with his family and loved ones.
Who have been living in denial for 30 years and are completely delusional, thinking that he's innocent instead of shunning him like any normal person would.
And I'll say this, I know that they have asked for some privacy, and so we're going to respect that. I'll just leave it there.
I'll just leave it at that, because one of the commandments in the Black Lives Matter movement is thou shalt not speak ill of any Black Lives Matter saint, no matter what their crimes are. But perhaps the most disturbing response came from former CNN contributor Mark Lamont Hill, who posted, OJ Simpson was an abusive liar who abandoned his community, the black community, so he's upset that OJ didn't use his celebrity to help black people more. Before he killed two people in cold blood, at least he's admitting the obvious, his acquittal for murder was the correct and necessary result, he says, of a racist criminal legal system. But he's still a monster. OJ Simpson needed to be acquitted of murder in order to fight racism. Don't you get it? This is the same guy who insists that black people just can't be racist, ever.
To say that the Black Lives Matter movement is racist is bizarre to me. Not just because black people don't have the institutional power to be racist or to deploy racism, but because the movement is called for justice. Yeah. It's called for demilitarization. It's called for nonviolence.
It's called for peace as they burn down $2 billion worth of businesses across America. But 30 years later, this juror is finally ready to admit the obvious.
Do you think that they're members of the jury that voted to acquit OJ because of Rodney King?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
How many of you think felt that way?
Oh, probably 90% of them.
90%? Did you feel that way?
Yes.
That was payback.
Uh-huh.
You think that's right?
It was payback against white people. And again, for you millennials and Zoomers who weren't alive back then, you couldn't find a single black person in America who wasn't cheering OJ on and hoping that he would be found innocent in order to stick it to white people. And here is the verdict being read live on the Oprah Winfrey Show, and just notice the stark racial divide between the reactions of black people and white people.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson, a human being, as charged in count one of the information.
Okay, so this is obviously one of the half a dozen or so black people in America who knew he was guilty and wanted him to be found guilty and was obviously saddened by not only the acquittal, but also her fellow black people jumping and cheering in celebration. So this was 30 years ago, and sadly, not much has changed. In fact, when a Harvard professor revealed that there was actually no racial bias in police shootings, he himself was threatened and had to live under police protection because of the study. And the Marxists are also upset that so many white people have finally gotten fed up with being called racist all the time and are starting to push back against the systemic anti-whiteism. This from Axios. Exclusive: Trump allies plot anti-racism protections for white people. Well, it's about time. And by the way, there is an I Love White People shirt in my online store at markdice.com, but that's one of the, well, I guess many designs that you should wear at your own risk. So if that's not your style, the Christ is King shirt is also available and now in a whole bunch of different colors and styles, in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a woman's shirt as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.